Update, 2:30 p.m. Friday. Stepping Stone Executive Director Gail Hoekstra told Guelph Today the notices, accidentally left, at encampments were out of date, created by the Guelph-Wellington drug strategy in 2019, when the city had different rough sleeping protocols. Some Guelph residents were up in arms on social media after reports of eviction warning notices posted at an encampment downtown and elsewhere began circulating online. The notices, dated February 8, stated living rough on city property is not allowed, and that bylaw would be by in 12 hours with an eviction notice. At least one was posted at the St. George's Square encampment. But it turns out that notice, and any others like it, were given in error. These particular notices were given in error, and as soon as this was determined last evening, it is my understanding that they have been taken down by bylaw, said Gail Hoekstra, executive director of Stepping Stone, the organization that posted the notices. Stepping Stone was connecting with individuals to make them aware of the opportunity for the temporary hotel shelter using the county's Reaching Home funding, said Colleen Clackbush, deputy SAO with the city of Guelph. Unfortunately, the flyers that were handed out did contain incorrect information, she said. That line about bylaw staff being back in 12 hours and giving out eviction notices is not correct. That is not something that the city would have said, and is contrary to the procedures we follow. She said they've tried to ensure any flyers that went out have been collected and destroyed. Bylaw officers are doing another sweep of St. George's Square this morning to make sure, because they do have misinformation on them. Clackbush said she doesn't know how many flyers went out and that she's only seen evidence of the one at St. George's Square in the picture circulating online. So why were they printed, who printed them, and where did they come from? She said they don't know. We've been focused on making sure that we get the right information out to people. I don't have an answer to that, unfortunately, she said, adding that they don't appear to be the flyers the city uses. There was concern among city councilors and community members that the public space use bylaw was being enforced before being approved by council, but Clackbush said that wasn't the case. It is not being enforced because council hasn't even considered it, she said, adding that it will be brought to council on February 14 and wouldn't come into effect until March 1 if approved. Did I miss the council meeting to discuss the draft public spaces hashtag bylaw? It feels like the outcome has been printed, posted, and I'm waiting to hear if it's being hashtag enforced at City of Guelph, at Aaron, at Kathy Downer, at Carla Clausen, at Ward 5, Leanne, at Phil Alt, Ward 3, at M. Richardson 2022, at O'Rourke underscore Ward 6, pic.twitter.com/p9y9crghf0, Councillor Linda Busutel, she, her, hashtag Guelph Ward 4, at L. Busutel, February 8, 2024. So the bylaw is not being enforced, and the individuals living in the encampments are not being evicted. That's not something that we do, she said. In fact, from conversations with Stepping Stone, she believes most of the individuals there have left the encampment, choosing to go to one of the hotels offered by the county. Next steps would include determining what to do with any belongings left behind. But individuals are not being handed eviction notices. That's not our process, our procedure, she said.